Right, Metalheads, this is DJ Rem from Metal Devastation Radio, and I have the guys from the podcast Blunt Force Drama. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Not too bad, sir.
Awesome, awesome. Let's start if you guys would introduce yourselves.
Alrighty. You already know who I am. I'm Ash from Ashes of Fire, formerly. Started this with Dave over here. That's Dave.
Yep, Dave, his coworker turned minion. Yep.
So how you doing, buddy? How you been?
Life's good, man. Can't complain. Whenever I see you online, I'm like, please tell me there's more Ashes of Fire coming.
I don't think so, but I think those days are over.
It's all good. I still play Ashes of Fire on my show to this day. So
it was a good band.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Yep.
Die for your sins. Yeah.
It's all good stuff. So, okay. So tell me a little bit about the podcast and, how you guys kind of came together, joined forces to start the whole thing.
Okay. Well, we work together, corporation that we work at, unfortunately. And, Dave used to be my boss actually, when I was a driver, and I didn't really like him that much, I moved into a different position. He actually quit and then came back into a different position and kind of realized from just general conversations about this or that we were really good at it. And we could usually have like a difference in opinion on whatever we're talking about.
Yeah, really good at it as in being generating a dialogue on like topics that are kind of provocative, but also like rewarding, you know what I mean? Not just shooting the shit, not just regurgitating information, but having like critical discussions about some wild stuff. Like, our work situation is really messed up right now. So we've got like a job trailer and we have an old ass building. We'd run to the old ass building. I'd go take a shit and I'd walk out and be like, dude, I just had a thought. And then for the next 10 minutes, we're having a critical discussion about something or another.
Dave's toilet talk is what I started calling it.
Nice.
But yeah, so we kind of realized that our back and forth was really good. And I was like, we should record this, And I've been kind of kicking the idea around for a while, starting the show. And I kind of didn't want to do it by myself, but I didn't want to do it with somebody who agrees with me all the time. So I found this fat fuck over here and was like, yeah, you'll work.
Yeah, That'll do, pig. Yeah, I guess the whole idea is like friction makes fire and fire is hot. That's what people come for. So yeah. We found that we're a lot more aligned on a lot of topics and positions than we probably would have originally given ourselves credit for. But we still try to play, both sides of whatever the issue is to try to, navigate the whole, the entirety of whatever that topic is, and really try to spark some more interest or just awareness and really kind of solidify someone's position or opinion on something to where they hopefully inspire action. For the most part, every episode we end off with words of wisdom, encouragement, understanding, and try to bring it full circle.
Yep.
Nice. And yeah, I mean, and I would think that based on the other different podcasts that I listen to, because I listen to a lot of different ones, is, having that dialogue and being able to kind of banter back and forth and show different points of view obviously is important, especially if you want to draw on listeners, because, think about how divided the country is right now, having those different points of view, I would think probably helps, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think that the art of conversation has kind of gone the way of the dinosaur, just everybody just thinks that they're right and that's it. They don't want to hear anything or learn anything. And I'm not gonna say I've never been that way, but I wasn't that way, if I know I'm right, then I know I'm right. But like, I'm willing to have a conversation no matter what. And
it's hard to know what you know anymore, because everything that's fed to you is through a formula. You know what I mean? There's an algorithm that every aspect of social media or news that you touch is being given to you in the veins that it's a confirmation bias, you know, an echo chamber. So you're going to keep getting more of what you want, what they think you want. And so it's good to try to break free from that mold. And, you know, I think we definitely align to a certain type of audience, and I'm kind of the antithesis to that audience. So there's a lot more Ashley's that are probably gonna be listening than a lot of Dave's. But I mean, that's why we're here. And
he's the yin to my yang.
the concept is, like, we'd have these, you know, banners back and forth at the shop, and like we'd get 2, 3, 4 people, you know, around us laughing and like engaged, and they're actively like just sitting there, you know, they're just like watching us bounce back and forth like pong. I'm like, oh, there might be something here, you know. So the hope is that the audience feels like they're one of the guys in the shop, you know, getting to watch the discussion.
And we're like two regular people, you know, it's two regular guys talking about irregular things. That's kind of the, you know, layman terms. We're not scientists, or he's way smarter than me, but you know, we're not particularly overly smart or anything. We're just normal go to work blue collar people, and we're just talking about big things from our perspective, you know. And that's kind of the thing that we try to get across. Mm-hmm. And then that's the audience we target, is people like us.
Yeah, I mean, it totally makes sense, because, you know, a majority of the country is that blue collar type worker, and they don't want to hear these upper echelon people ranting about what they think. Hearing opinions and point of views from a bunch of rich folk don't really do much.
No,
not for me, because I'm like, I'm like, you are not even part of the same world I live in.
Right. No. Yeah, and that's where we come from, is the same world, you know.
Yep.
We're all just a bunch of ordinary people at war with the world, you know, and that's where we come from with it. And that's what we try to get across. And I mean, even if we're divided at the end of the show, and we could be arguing back and forth, and we never get heated or mad or call each other name. Well, we call each other names.
Yeah.
But it's all out of fun.
Yeah, it's a term of endearment. The whole episode on that in particular.
Yeah, we got a whole show on that one. But that's just the way that I speak. And, you know, Comey's fat as fuck and he smells like shit all the time. But it's just kind of a man thing, I think. But, you know, that's where we come from with it. And that's what we try to get across. And that's the audience we try to target.
Yeah.
And that's where we're headed with it.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. Yeah. I mean, I spent the afternoon hanging out with my buddies this afternoon. We were drinking Miller Lite, and we were playing cornhole, you know.
Nice.
Just having a good afternoon. And the banter is nonstop.
Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you a quick little story. So this was a couple months back. We're at a bar, a bunch of us, and I go to the shitter, and while I'm in the shitter, unbeknownst to me, my buddies, they go around the bar and they're like, okay, when he comes out of the shitter, everybody needs to clap. I come out, everybody in the bar is clapping. I'm like, what the hell is going on? And somebody yells, good job, dude.
That's fucking
like,
great.
I was like, oh, you fuckers. But
it sounds like something I would do.
Yeah.
That's the way we, you know. My other buddy, then we turned it on to him, because he had at Michigan Metal Fest last summer, he had a few too many edibles. And
holy shit.
he was in a chair, kind of in the fetal position, just going, I'm so cold. I had to go to the car to get him a jacket, because he's, you know, a little pussy.
That's awesome.
But again, that's, you know, so I get it. That's how me and my buddies, you know, and to be able to have that conversation with each other and give each other shit or whatever it may be, whether it's just having fun or you're talking serious topics, but to be able to walk away from that and know that, hey, it was a conversation we had, you know, wasn't personal.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, I'm from listening to the couple episodes I've had time to listen to so far makes for good dialogue and good banter, and you know, so props to you guys.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks. Yeah, it's those are some of your most cherished memories, right? Is hanging out with the boys. Like, that's what we all kind of want to get back to. That's why we do the 9-to-5 grind, so we get more time to be with our family, you know, get on the boat on the weekend, you know, go out to the, you know, hunt and stand, and like that's where, you know, those core memories get unlocked. And we just want to juxtapose that with like a message, you know, for every episode. I know sometimes like I come off, you know, a little preachy towards the end, because like at the end of the day, we don't just want you to consume content for the sake of killing time or consuming content, right? We want you to walk away with something, to, you know, have that spark of you know, creativity, or just switch up your thought process a little bit to where like you might be a better person or see something a little bit differently by the end of it. So like we're trying to build a better community, build better people. And, you know, it starts with us. So that's part of, you know, this journey that we're taking, is like, we're dissecting a lot of the things that we thought we, you know, had a certain stance about, or, you know, we held dear to our heart and we're closed off from certain points of view, and just break down those walls and, you know, a safe, comfortable environment, you know, that also is hopefully comedic for the most part, but still, you know, get through to you and give you a little bit of something. So you can go back to your Ash or your Dave and, you know, have a conversation.
Yeah. So I'm curious, are there any episodes you guys have done so far that you can think of that you went into the topic with a specific point of view and you walked away with a different thought about that topic?
For me, it's probably like the global warming episode that we did. I don't like look into it a whole lot, you know, and then for every, I found it actually doing the research, because I don't want to sound like I don't know anything. I found out that like for every one that, you know, knows something or says something, there's another one that says the exact opposite. So you don't really know where you stand at that point.
Not our dogs.
Holy dogs. You know, so with that, I mean, there's a lot of things that I didn't know, a lot of statistics that I never heard, you know, on both angles. And so I kind of found out that, you know, I'm I know less about it than I knew before. How about you, Dave? What's yours?
Looking over them now, I mean, a lot of the we intentionally made our first season a little bit more tame.
Yeah.
We're waiting to get a sort of audience before we start making some more topics and episodes that are a little bit more divisive and hard hitting. So they're definitely to come. We just wanted to reach a good position and relationship with our audience first before we immediately alienate a bunch of people. But primarily like the conspiracy theories and stuff like that episode, for me in particular, was one that, you know, I grew up watching Ancient Aliens and this whole lot of A&E and History and Discovery Channel shows that suppose a lot of things. But like for the revelations, a lot of the documents that the CIA has given up recently regarding like, you know, JFK assassination and stuff like that.
For the record, I knew all that shit.
For the record, right? So he knew.
Of course you did. Of course you
did. I'm a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, and I was a, you know, good old American boy. You know, kept my hair parted and wore polo shirts and joined the military at a young age. I did 8 years with the Navy doing anti-terrorism, and like, so my trust in the government was at a higher caliber than it is now, and I generally wouldn't have given credence or credibility to a lot of these theories that have now come to light as just inviolable fact. You know what I mean? And it's dark. It's hard to digest, you know, the fact that your government is predating on you and it's
fucking you in the ass.
Yeah. And
no, corrupter than corrupt. Yes.
I knew it the whole time.
Well, you knew it was corrupt, but you know, the lengths at which the corruption and just like the blatant disregard for human life has gone. And so it's a bit of an eye opener for me, and definitely makes me think twice, you know, look over my shoulder sometimes on whatever aspect of life that I'm doing that.
Especially now that we had that episode, we're waiting to get blackballed.
Yeah.
Well,
we're bagged, I guess.
Thank you for your service, sir.
My pleasure. Thanks for paying your taxes, hopefully. And if not, good job. Let me know how to avoid them.
Well, funny, my buddy, one of my buddies I hung out with today, part of our little friend group, he did eight years in the Navy. So
nice.
Also, yep. Okay, that's cool. So how do you guys kind of figure out what your, okay, let me back that question up. Do you know, did you kind of like sit down and plan out like your entire first season and what topics you were going to do each episode? Or do you guys kind of come up with that on the fly? How do you guys figure out what you're going to talk about?
Well, I'll answer that real quick and then I'll let him dive in. So another reason I chose him is because he's like got all these things floating around in his head at any given time. So, and he's like read millions of books. I don't know about millions, but he's read a lot of fucking books. And he's like right under Google.
Yeah.
You know, it's Google and then there's Dave.
Yeah, Jeeves is below me.
And then Jeeves is a little below. But so, you know, I approached him with it like we should just record it and see what happens. And, you know, I already had like the name picked out and stuff because I was thinking about doing it. And then I was like, are you down? You know, he's like, yeah. I'm like, all right, cool. And then he comes out because, like I said, we work together. He's at work, supposed to be working. And he works inside. I work outside. So he's on the computer, you know. He comes out with this like 3-page list of like topics right off the cuff. And I was like, yeah, I guess I made a good choice. Yeah. You know. And then, you know, we kind of fine tuned it. But yeah, so a lot of the topics were all Dave, you know.
Yeah, I think I wrote up like 32 topics and I was breaking it down. I was like, we do an episode each week. We do like our vivisection, which is supposed to be our shorter length episodes. We try to acutely dive into one topic. And so I had like 30 or 40 topics and I marked them out. And like, this is episode, this is vivisection. And for the first season, we just drew from that list and even the second season. So we've got some more revising to do. I don't think there's a shortage of topics. And
no, we got at least 3 more seasons now. You know, and I got a little more involved in it because like I had to buy a laptop because I'm not a computer person. So I had to go and like buy one and he sent me the document and then I kind of chicken peck away because I can't type very fast. But, you know, I get it done. So, but yeah, most of the topics are already written out. And then we just kind of like, okay, even if we got to go into like season 3, be like, okay, I want to do this one today. And we try to keep it somewhat current of what's happening in the world. So like, you know, World War III is around the corner. So we did one on war, like when it first started to kind of ramp up. Global warming's another one we did. And then AI, like ChatGPT came out.
Yeah.
So I was like, dude, we got to do AI, you know?
Yep.
That was a really good one. So that's kind of how we do it. We got a plan. We got it written out to be able to kind of cherry pick.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, totally. How many, what's a season for you guys? How many episodes?
20 episodes.
Well, we didn't really have a plan in the beginning. We were just kind of riding on it. And then we got up to 20. I was like, I think we need to stop because we're using up all our stuff. So we took a couple weeks off and we cleaned up the stuff that we, for the document, the Google Drive doc. We took out some of the ones that we'd already done and put some new ones in. And then I'm always kind of like trying to think of new ones. And,
mm-hmm.
When I think of them, I write them down as soon as possible. Cause I mean, you know how I am from recent past interviews. I forget things almost as fast as I write them down. So I still got my like little book, you know, my little lyric book.
Okay.
From the band. And I just converted it from lyrics to topics. That's kind of how I do it. And then at any given moment, he's got 34 different things going on in his head. So that's kind of how we do it.
Are there any episodes you guys have done so far that you went into it thinking, you know, this is going to take me like no time to do the research because, to Ash's point, I already know it.
Right.
and then you found yourself kind of going down a rabbit hole and digging a lot deeper than you anticipated you were going to have to, you were going to dig, not necessarily because you had to, just because you kept finding what you kept finding was so interesting.
Probably the AI one for me, because like he's like a computer nerd, you know, so he knows like computing systems and how computers work, and I just seen Terminator.
Yeah.
So, you know, I really started to do a like deep dive in there, and I was like, man, this is even scarier than I thought it was in the beginning, you know. So, and then I was all like, oh my god, I don't even want to have a phone in my pocket. You know, kind of started freaking out, but that one was really educational for me, you know, with the, and we were pretty divided on that one, but that one was pretty like eye-opening to how real it's going to be and how fast it'll be, you know.
Yeah, I think it was the same episode for me, because I don't, as good as I can be for talking out of my ass, I try not to, especially if I'm gonna, you know, publish that in some format. And with how fast like the AI community and like advancements have been moving, I really had to look, like sit down and just go over all that I thought I had known and revised it for what's current, you know, up to the day, you know. There's shit changing with ChatGPT that has a lot of implications. And then, you know, try to distill that on my end to, you know, just a couple key points, you know, like a logic matrix, you know, I mean, if this, then that, if that, then these, and make sure I've got that core concept down. And yeah, it got worse than I thought, but I just had to make sure, because like the biggest thing was like, you know, the singularity, and in most people's fears, you know, Skynet, as soon as that comes online, has this consciousness, and within a nanosecond, it's already infected every machine. I'm like, oh fuck, could that actually happen? Like, I don't think it could, but could it actually happen like that? And so I just sit there in dark contemplation, you know, drinking whiskey in a cold office, just thinking about it, and try to work my way through it, you know, bit by bit.
Dave wants to be a Borg, though, so
yeah, for sure.
He wants to be a Star Trek Borg, and we established that in that episode. And I was like, I don't want to be a Borg, Dave. That's my whole point, you know. And so, if you didn't listen to that one, listen to that one for sure. That was a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Funny you mentioned Borg, because we've been watching Star Trek Picard.
Nice.
On season 3. So.
Is it good? Because I haven't started it yet.
So good. So good.
Okay, I got to get in it.
Yep. If you like the Star Trek universe, so good.
I love the one with him in it before, the Next Generation, you know.
Yep.
I've seen it on there. I just haven't really had time to watch it.
Highly recommend, for sure.
All right, cool.
Yeah. So you guys, have you pulled in any advertisers yet? Are you still building an audience to hope to get to
that? What we got, it's super easy to do, you know, affiliate marketing. So we're Amazon affiliate. We got a link on the website for Audible. Do a lot of research with Audible. And so if you click the link and you sign up for it, I picked the free trial because I don't want people to spend money on shit, because I'm cheap myself. So like if they click the link and they sign up for it, then they can just cancel it and I still get $5. Yeah. So I thought that was like the best case for the first one. And then we actually have
Pig Cable.
Yeah, we have a cable company that kind of sponsors us. It's a collaborator is what it's called.
Okay.
So we use their cables exclusively. It's Pig Hog Cables.
Oh yeah. Yep.
Yeah, they're great. They're really good cables, man. And but those are the only two we got at this point. Now I got a friend that has I got him on there just to help him out. It's Action Athletics. He doesn't give me any money or anything, but you know, so he's friends with me and he tells people about the show and just works out.
Nope. Awesome. You guys are like, but you're on like all the platforms, right? I mean, I listen to you on Correct. Spotify.
Yeah. We use Transistor FM.
Okay.
As a host, and you upload it to that, and then it spreads it out to all the rest. So we're on iHeartRadio, we're on Apple Podcasts, even like Podchaser, even some of the you know, not mainstream ones. Going to be on YouTube soon once we get a decent camera. Start doing like not full episodes, but we're going to do like shorts, you know, take out like the really good parts. Mm-hmm. And put them up, you know, maybe TikToks, just short stuff, maybe 5-10 minutes.
If you can't find a platform to listen to it, you're looking in the wrong place. But if for some reason you're trying to,
you're not on a computer.
If you don't want to get a computer, I'll hire a guy to read from a script for you.
It's everywhere. I mean, it's Listen FM, you know, it's on all of them. It's super easy to find. You can even go on the hosting website, Transistor FM. It's on there. You can listen to it right on there.
Transistor has been great to us.
Transistor is really good. I mean, I've never used another one to compare it to, but it's decent. It's definitely decent, and it's not very expensive. So maybe one day I'll have them as a, you know, affiliate.
Yeah. Do you guys have any thought about doing a Patreon?
We have one.
You have one already set up?
Yeah, we have one, but we don't have anybody on there yet. I made it and I set it up and everything, and it's on the website where, you know, it says support the channel and you click it. And then if you want to buy something or sign up for the Patreon, it's like $2 a month or something.
Yeah, as far as like exclusive content and merch, we're still pretty fledgling. So once we've got enough so that we feel like warrants, you know, issuing some sort of merchandise run or, you know, with the YouTube behind the scenes or full episodes, you know, we'll start publishing on that platform.
We have a cup. You can buy a mug with our logo on it.
Yeah. And it can runneth over with wisdom. Yeah. or whiskey.
Yeah. whiskey, wisdom and podcasts.
If you guys want to put together like a short little, snippet of, what you'd like, I'll start, I'll advertise your podcast every week on my show for you.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
Do a little, you still use my little DJ Rim thing I did for you? Just Ash from Ashes of Fire.
Well, yeah.
Really old, Dave.
Well, I have all those, some of them, and I don't remember if that.
Yeah. They say the other radio station.
I think they might say like Rock Attic Radio.
Yeah.
The thing is now I broadcast on, Rock Attic Radio no longer exists. We just shut it down at the beginning of the year. But I broadcast my show on seven different radio stations now. So I have really good internet where I live now. So
it sounds like it.
I can stream in as many stations as I wanted to.
It's awesome. So,
maybe I'll have to re-record something.
Yeah, I'll re-record something for you. What's the main one?
Metal Devastation Radio is the main. That's the one that has all the listeners. And
is that with Zach?
Yeah, with Zach.
Yep. Okay, cool. Tell him I said hi.
I will. Yeah. The rep over the website's up over like 8 million views or something crazy.
Nice.
And he usually has on his Friday night shows he does, he usually has about 1,000 listeners tuned in. So. Sweet. And last year they did their first festival in Tennessee, Metal Devastation Fest.
Nice.
They had about 1,200 people come to the.
That's awesome, man.
First good year.
Yeah.
So this one's already planned out for this year. I went last year. It was fantastic.
That's great.
And
yeah, Florida sucks. Florida doesn't have cool stuff like that.
Well, you just
have not anymore. Just too far away.
Yeah. Well, they had, they had bands come. There have bands coming from all over. So, but the best thing is it's like the right in the middle of the Bible Belt and Bible Country, and all the Christians were up in arms and mad and trying to get them to not be able to have the concert. It was.
Wait, really? Right now, today,
any publicity is good publicity.
That's what Marilyn Manson said.
Yeah, no, the publicity worked. The publicity. can't talk. Worked out great for them. Oh yeah, they had people online like that kind of went viral asking if they were gonna. are they going to be opening a portal to hell? And are they going to sacrifice animals? It was so. Summoner Circle was the headline band. If you know those guys, and they did like a fake sacrifice of a woman on stage. It was awesome.
You should get the Temple of Satan involved. really sell it.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. So it's about it for what I wanted to ask. Is there anything else that you want? Well, let's remind people what you guys have a website. You said,
It's through MailChimp. I'd have to send you the link. I can't remember what it is. It's okay. Basically Blunt Force Drama / MailChimp something.
Okay. Well, what I'll do is this the recording. And if you're listening right now, look down in the body of this, links to everything, for you guys, to the Patreon, to where they can go to listen to the podcast, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, sir.
So for you, what do you listen? What do you want to get from a podcast while you're listening? What podcast do you listen to and like why? And why do you think something like this would be good?
So my favorite podcast, or the one I listen to the most right now, is The Last Podcast on the Left. They do it's all true crime and stuff. So I dig that. There's another one called Behind the
Bastards. Blunt Force Drama.
Behind the Bastards. Blunt Force Drama. I fall, you know, I go to bed, I lay in bed for like an hour every night, listen to a podcast. Sweet. What I like is regardless of the podcast I listen to, as a listener, I can't stand the ones where you can tell they're just reading a script.
Right.
Yeah, we don't have scripts.
I'm like, you're putting me to sleep. I enjoy the banter back and forth. You know, I enjoy when it's funny. The thing with like The Last Podcast on the Left is they'll be talking about some serial killer and I'll be sitting laying there laughing because the way they're talking and the way they're bantering just has you like cracking up. And you're like, I shouldn't, they just talked about how they, you know, this dude just chopped this person up to 100 little pieces. And I'm sitting here laughing about it. So, I like the banter. I like the talk back and forth. And I really like when, and I guess that's what I like about your guys is, you know, the hosts don't always have to agree on the subject. And because it's nice, because I can guarantee there's going to be things that I agree with both of you on, and there's things that I don't agree with both of you on.
Right.
But that's okay. It's okay to disagree on things.
Yeah.
You know, that's what's kind of got lost in the world.
You're right.
It's okay to disagree. Just at least be a nice human and listen to your friends. Or,
hey man, we need to have him on the show.
Just be a decent person. That's all. That's all we ask.
Yeah. That's our end result. You know, he's probably a better person than I am. I mean, I'm like the anti-hero, you know, I'm like Batman after the Killing Joke. You know, I don't want to do the right thing because I'm so tired of doing it, but I end up doing it. But he's like, let's do the right thing. You know, he's like Robin. Yeah. Gee Willikers, Batman.
So you're like Bane. That's what you're telling.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, without the killing people, but yeah.
Yeah.
I'll fall more towards Nighthawk or Nightwing. He's pretty good.
Yeah.
But I mean, maybe we have to chop up some people to 100 little pieces, get some more publicity.
Yeah. Well, y'all let you do that.
Just, I don't want to know. Not yeah.
I didn't hear anything. Wasn't me.
Yep.
Alrighty. Well, I mean, if that's it, I appreciate it, man. It's good to see you and talk to you again.
You guys too. Yeah. And as you, like I say, please definitely feel free to put together like a liner or something, you know, that I can play on my show. just make sure you mention the name of the podcast and where people can go, because the whole my whole intent there is to help promote it for you. So yep. Just you know, anything. And definitely, do you guys use Facebook and social media a lot to promote it?
Yeah,
Facebook a lot.
We're on all of them. Instagram, yeah. Facebook, TikTok.
Facebook's the only one I'm left on. I've gotten rid of social media, as you know, is
I hate it, but it's a means to an end.
Yep. And that's for me, that's why I'm still on Facebook, is to be able to promote the radio and
yeah,
thick and the bands and all that kind of stuff. So, but you know, feel free to tag me on stuff and I'll reshare it and
absolutely,
you know, do it. Man.
Really appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys rock. Appreciate your time and good luck as you continue on the podcast. And I'm going to become a regular listener. I promise you.
I'm going to ask you questions. What did I say at this moment on this day at this time?
Yeah.
Okay. My memory ain't that good for anything. So.
All right.
And yep. On that note,
cue the music. That's kind of our thing.
Nice. Have a great day, guys. Take care.
All right. See you, brother.
See you, buddy.
Yep. Bye.